Illinois Wesleyan women's soccer coach Dave Barrett last week accepted the head coaching position at Division I Fairfield University in Connecticut. Barrett has been the head coach at Illinois Wesleyan for 17 years and has brought the women's soccer program to new heights. The Titan women have earned NCAA tournament bids in 8 of the last 9 years and have compiled a 234, 85, and 35 record since Barrett was hired in 2001. Barrett says the opportunity to coach a Division I team and return to his native New England was an opportunity too good to pass up.
Absolutely. It really checked all the boxes in regard to the personal and the professional. My wife and I are both native New Englanders. I grew up in Massachusetts and went to college in Connecticut. My wife is from Connecticut and went to college in Connecticut. We both have family and friends still in the area. So that was a big factor in consideration. And professionally, you know, it's a jump up that not a lot of Division III coaches are fortunate enough to have an opportunity to do and move from Division III level to Division I. So, you know, it really was a perfect storm for us to have this opportunity come down our way.
Why now?
You know, I wasn't looking for anything. It just sort of came about. The athletic director is someone who I've been friends with for a long time when we were both colleagues at Yale 20 years ago, and he ascended to the athletic director position at Fairfield. He called me about the position, and, you know, kind of one thing led to another. So it was just not necessarily something I was looking to do. We love Illinois Wesleyan. We love the community. And it just sort of fell into our laps a little bit, and everything really sort of worked out about as perfectly as it could have to make this happen.
Well, you played Division I soccer at Yale, correct?
No, I coached at Yale. I played Division III soccer at Wesleyan University in Connecticut.
Oh, okay, all right.
But I coached at Yale for 4 seasons.
So what's the how big a step up is it on the coaching end to move from Division III to Division I on the women's soccer side?
Yeah, I think it's a big deal. Like I said, not too many Division III coaches get the opportunity to ascend to an opportunity to coach at the Division I level. It's a small major market. It's sort of, I would say it's, you know, in the same sort of neighborhood that the Missouri Valley is in with ISU and stuff. So I would say the level of play is going to be higher, but it's something, I mean, I think at the Division III, the highest levels of Division III in women's soccer, the really good players can play at the Division I level, and we've had a lot of those in my career at Illinois Wesleyan. So there'll be different challenges for sure, but I think the level of play will be something I'm really comfortable with and recruiting to. You know, like I said, it was part of the dots that got connected in making this whole thing happen.
Okay, so in the Fairfield world, Division I women's soccer is sort of viewed as a mid-major. Would that be accurate, comparing it to the basketball world?
Yeah, because we're going to be playing in the Metro Athletic Conference with teams like Monmouth in New Jersey, St. Peter's, Iona, Siena. So teams like that who, you know, when the basketball teams get into the tournament, they're the ones who are like the 15 seed and every now and then knock off a 2 or a 3 or something like that. So
how does Fairfield fit within that framework? Is there some work to do out there? Is it a successful program?
It's been successful historically, but we've not made it into the national tournament in 10 years. The last time they won a conference championship was 6 years ago. So finished 6th in the league last year. I think we've got some work to do to get back to where we need to go. You know, it's an exciting challenge, though, because I think there's nowhere to go but up, really, to be honest. And I'm certainly, I think, very optimistic. And after meeting with the team the last couple of days, they're excited about, you know, the possibilities of having, you know, really hitting the reset button and getting a chance to make strides going forward.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton speaking with Illinois Wesleyan women's soccer coach Dave Barrett, who just took a job at Division I Fairfield in Connecticut. Well, let's talk about what you did at Illinois Wesleyan. 17 years ago, you took over a program that was having some success. What was the attraction of the Wesleyan job in the first place when you took it?
Well, I was at a juncture in my life when I was looking for a head coaching position. I was just at a time in my life when it was time to sort of ascend to that level. You know, Illinois Wesleyan was attractive because I was a Division III athlete and student and really appreciated the commitment that is required at that level. And I saw, again, a lot of similarities in what I see now in the Fairfield program. There's a limitless potential, and we took the Illinois Wesleyan program to heights that wasn't they were not at in 2001, becoming more of a much more of a national player, you know, getting into a tournament and being, you know, a team that's, you know, regularly in the top 20 in the country. So that took some time, and certainly wasn't an overnight success. It took a period of time to kind of get to the point where we were in that conversation, and we're very proud of what we did there. You know, and I think it's in great shape for whomever takes over.
When you took the job and you saw the possibilities, did you know what you wanted to do right away, or did it take a couple of years to figure out exactly how you wanted to bring it up a notch or two?
No, we knew what we wanted to do. I knew what our goals were going to be, is to compete at the national level and to compete for conference championships and to be in the conversation at the national level. So no, I mean, I think this is, it went, my goals were pretty clear at the time, 17 years ago, what we wanted to do. And you know, we felt like we had a good plan to get there.
Well, let me ask it this way, Coach. What were some of those things that needed to be done to reach the levels Wesleyan is at right now?
I think it was just create a culture of success and expectations at a high standard and attract athletes that were going to be able to produce at that level, you know, more beyond just the borders of Illinois. We needed to grow to become a national program and get players from across the country, which we did, and just grow it to be a competitive program. And I think when I took it over, it was, as you mentioned, there had been some success and wins, but relatively speaking, it wasn't a national, you know, in the national conversation. It wasn't at the point where they were going to contend regularly for any of the things we were talking about. And that took recruiting to get really good players in who were interested in having a really balanced experience and so forth. So get good players and create a good culture, and the rest of it sort of take care of itself.
As a guy who's never played competitive soccer, but I have played some basketball, some baseball, what's the correlation here? You were a goalkeeper when you played soccer. How does that prepare you for coaching? Is it similar to maybe the catcher in baseball, or you know, what's the correlation?
Very similar. No, very similar. You really are forced to kind of understand everything that's going on in front of you. You know, somewhat of a field general, being able to lead and direct and have a clear understanding of the whole instead of just like your little world. So that's why, I mean, I think you end up seeing in baseball a lot of catchers become managers and so forth, and I would like to think that goalkeepers become good coaches as well, but I would say it's a really good analogy that you just made.
Illinois Wesleyan women's soccer coach Dave Barrett, moving on to Fairfield. One question before I let you go.
Yeah.
What's the one thing, can you nail it down to one thing you're most proud of your 17-year tenure at Illinois Wesleyan?
I'm really proud of the quality of people that we produced. I'm obviously proud of the results, proud of the banner that we have hanging in the Shirk Center, proud of all the accomplishments and the national recognition that we've received. But I'm proud of the female athletes that we've coached and have come through and have gone on to be great professionals and moms and wives. You know, I've been lucky enough to be around some great people and stayed in touch with them after they've graduated. So I'm really proud of how, you know, they've grown into really great adults and professionals, and like I said, wives and moms, and it's been a real joy to do that for them.